And we are back. This is Alexander Juan Antonio Cortez, and this is my podcast, The Art of Health. So, fun topic for tonight. Very, very fun topic for tonight. Logan is coming out March 3rd, or maybe March 7th. Logan is coming out in March on whatever date. And I am very hyped up for this movie. I really love that character, as do a lot of people. Hugh Jackman has done a very phenomenal job of playing Wolverine. And he certainly looks the part. He has gotten himself over the years into really phenomenal shape that you can't really argue with. So, subject at hand, as I like to say, the transformation that Hugh Jackman has gone through. Now, to preface this with a few things, I like this story because most people don't realize how long he's been playing Wolverine, and most people don't realize the training that Jackman has done, and he has legitimately transformed himself. He really has. And Wolverine, the comic books, you know, for those who maybe are not familiar, Wolverine, the comic books, is supposed to be 5'2 and 200 and something pounds, 200 pounds, 5'2, 200 pounds, really almost like manlet size, but insanely jacked. And he's Canadian, and obviously he has the cantankerous, you know, no bullshit personality. Hugh Jackman's a tall guy. And Hugh Jackman first played Wolverine, it was in 2000, I think, or 1999, when actually the movie was filmed. And casting him in the role, we all think of him now as being this very fit, very built guy when we go to see the films, and he looks the part. But at the time he was cast, he was an Australian musical theater actor. He had no sports experience. He was not fit at all. And someone posted the photo today on Twitter, and I'll link to it in the subsequent blog post. But in that first film he did, he had no real muscle mass at all. He looked like a guy that had just barely seen the gym. So the fact that Bryan Singer, you know, back in 1989, cast him in that role, that was, I don't know if you call it a bold move, but it was not an expected one. You know, Hugh Jackman at that time, he did not have the reputation that he has now at all. You know, when he first hit the screen, to recap, interestingly enough, which I did the research on this, he's talked about his training over the years many, many times over. So we have a pretty accurate timeline as to what Hugh Jackman did. So Hugh Jackman, he's about 6'2", and when he first was cast, he weighed about 170. So that's a pretty lanky guy. That is not a built guy at all. If you're over 6 feet, 170, yeah, you're not skinny. You are skinny. You're not anorexic, but you're certainly not going to impress anybody with your size, so to speak. So he got cast. He's 6'2". He's 170. He started training, and he weighed about 180 when filming started. So he basically had some newbie gains, put on about 10 pounds of muscle. He weighed 180 pounds. So if you're looking for a quick fix Hollywood transformation story, this is not it. You know, this is not it at all. You're kind of shit out of luck on this one. Transformations don't exist. You know, this is a story basically of one man's quest from being a slightly built musical theater guy to, you know, a jacked badass who now gets considered, you know, he's considered an action movie star now many times over. So that first film starts. He starts working out. He's never lifted weights in his life. Hugh Jackman, when he was cast, the only athletic experience he had was, there's an article in People Magazine, or US Weekly maybe, it's about him doing rope yoga, like in 1998-99, making the film Kate and Leopold. So he's going from yoga to playing Wolverine and X-Men. But he starts training for the movie. He ends up at about 180 pounds. And again, if you go back and watch that film, he doesn't look like much at all. And I forget the name of his trainer. I don't think he trained with Gunnar Peterson, but Jackman has employed a personal trainer throughout his whole time transforming himself. So that's another thing to add on to this. He's been training now for 2000. He's been training for 18 years for this role of Wolverine. He's had a personal trainer training with him the entire time. You know, I mean, he's worked out on his own, but he's hired someone to get him into shape the entire time. He hired an expert. But that takes some humbleness, so to speak.
You know, most of the lot, you know, how many people, trans are expensive, but how many people want to do things and they don't want to seek out helper assistance? Jackman was very direct. He got help, he got assistance, he got guidance. And when Jackman first started training, his nickname supposedly in the gym was Chicken Legs because he was that skinny. He was that skinny, lanky of a guy. Remember, he's 6'2", maybe weighs 170. He gets up to 180 for the first film. And he's not carrying much muscle mass. Like, he looked like a guy that maybe had, you know, bench pressed a few times. And then the second movie came out, X2, 4 years later. He's gotten up to about 190 now. So in the first 4 or 5 years of training, he put on about 20 pounds. So he's probably a hard gainer, honestly. Gets up to about 190. And in the second film, he looked pretty good. He had some shoulders now. You know, he had some arm veins. And he's kind of looking like a guy that lifts. And then in X3, that's the first time you see him where, like, he's actually got some size to him now. He's got, you know, his arms look good. He's got some thickness to him. And that's what, over, so from X3, you know, I'm thinking maybe that was 2006, 2007. I want to say 2006. So that's what, 99, 2000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, so after 8 years of training, 7 years of training, he looks like he's a jacked guy. Again, this is not transformation. This is anti-transformation. This is the slow gains method. So, Jackman, to continue on, so he gets cast for the first film, weighs 190. Over 8 years, you know, he's filming X-Men, The Last Stand, you know, X3. At this point, he's, you know, goes from, you know, 170, 180, he's at 190. So he's looking pretty good. And then, you know, we come along to the next movie. The next movie, which is what, Wolverine Origins. And at this point, for Wolverine Origins, he's over about 200 pounds now. So that's 2009. He's been in the gym for 10 years. 10 years now, okay? And he's managed to put on about 25, 30 pounds of muscle. And at this point now, he's known for being jacked. Hugh Jackman's jacked. He's got shoulder veins now. He's got arm veins, he's got definition, he's got vascularity, and he looks freaking good. He looks damn good. You know, and what did he do for this? Well, he talks a lot about it, so I can tell you, which is pretty cool. So Jackman's training schedule, he's trained a lot of different ways. He's trained 3 days a week, 4 days a week, 6 days a week. He's done high reps, low reps, moderate reps, but he has certain habitual habits that he has practiced, you know, cornerstone habits. He trains at 4 a.m. He'll wake up at 4 a.m. to go train if he has to get, you know, be fit for a film. So he does take breaks from training. He'll take breaks where he might not lift the same way for certain movies, but if he has to really be, you know, show up on set and be, you know, be bulked out, 4 a.m. he's waking up. He's training 5 or 6 days a week. Yeah, his training routines. Some of the stuff is similar to what I've got in my programs, and I'm not taking credit that I based off him. He's doing stuff that's been around for years, but his training routines, his models, they work very well. So, you know, one example for his workouts for The Wolverine, you know, which was the last X-Men film he was in, you know, the solo film. So he was training 5, 6 days a week. He'd worked up, he's now 210 pounds. So he's put on a lot of mass over the years. 170, 210, he's put on 40 pounds of muscle mass and 15 years of training when that movie came out. So 15 years, 40 divided by 15. So he put on average, 2.5 pounds of muscle a year. You know, or 2.33, 2.66 pounds of muscle a year in 15 years. Yeah, listen to that again, guys. In 15 years of training, he put on 40 pounds. 15 years. He's not of the transformation mindset. People talk about Jackman using steroids. Oh, he's probably taking some shit. You know, maybe he has, but honestly, if you look at the overall continuum of when he starts now, if you gave me 15 years to put on 40 pounds, if, you know, if I had any one of you as a student, as a trainee, and I got 15 years to put on 40 pounds of muscle, and you're an adult male with reasonable genetics, I could probably do that. But it's going to take a decade and a half. So back to the training model he was following. He was training 5, 6 days a week. He broke up his training into 2 6-week periods. So, you know, this is just cool stuff. This is stuff, you know, I like. So the way he set up his training, so he'd go through like a 6-week period where he'd go lower reps. So he'd hit like 8 reps, 6 reps, 4 reps. And then every once in a while, he'd take like a max.
And he's a big fan of supersetting for some of his programs, at least. So he'd be doing something like bench press with flies, deadlift with pull-ups. He doing compound sets. Doing compound sets, taking a compound movement and then supersetting with an isolation exercise. So he'd pack in the training. And this is just one example of his training. So he'd go 6 weeks of low reps, occasionally, taking a max with a spotter. He likes to max out, apparently. And then he'd go 6 weeks higher reps, pyramiding up in weight, going, let's say, 15, 12, 10, 10, and taking each set to failure. And then there are certain things that he's done that are it's very basic, but very effective. He'd, like I said, use a lot of supersets, use a lot of compound sets. So he'd pack in the training volume into his workouts. And, overall, if you go through his training programs, he's a big fan of supersetting. He likes to do, push-pull kinds of splits, it looks like anyway, based off what I could find. But a lot of supersetting, a lot of short rest periods, alternating training. So he's following the continuum of training I've talked about. He's going through periods where he's maxing out or just training with low reps. He's going through periods where he's going for higher reps, lots of sets, 10, 14 reps, taking it all to failure, training, on average around 5 days a week. With training to keep his body fat down, he's obviously very lean in all the films. He do interval cardio at almost every workout. Sometimes, he had one thing that I found, which was he called the worst 7 minutes of your life. But it was three interval sessions of 7 minutes. He'd do that three times, so 21 minutes. And then he'd also even add in workouts like boot camp workouts. He's taken up boxing. He played tennis. Any physical activity that could help him burn calories. So he's lifting weights 5 days a week. He's doing cardio, by the sounds of it, 5 or 6 days a week. And in addition to this, so he's training at 4 a.m., he's training 5 days a week, he's doing cardio every day to look like the Wolverine. It worked. In addition to all this, his diet. So he's going through training periods where he's eating 6,000 calories a day. So he's obviously very active. I will say on set, because I've been on set with actors, 6,000 calories sounds kind of insane, but when you're on your feet for 14, 15 hours filming, 16 hours, you might be up at all hours of the night, you're waking up super early to be on set. 6,000 calories is actually not so crazy. It's certainly a lot of food, but it's not so insane. Honest to God, 5,000, 6,000 calories. So he's bulking. He's eating chicken breast. He's eating six meals a day. Bodybuilder diet. Chicken breast, low glycemic carbs, rice, vegetables, eating every 2 to 3 hours. He himself has said that he's killed more chickens than he would wish to recall. So, chicken and rice, this is basic bro shit, but it's hard to argue with the results. It's damn hard to argue with the results from this. So he's doing this for 15, 16, 17 years now. The Wolverine film comes along. He shows up on set. He has learned how to dehydrate himself. And he knows how to show up dry and ripped. And he's 210 pounds. He's got 8% body fat. He describes the first time he benched 315 for reps after 10 years of training. Was able to leg press 1,000 pounds. Who gives a shit about the leg press? But point is, he's been progressively overloading. What did we talk about yesterday in the last podcast? Principles of training. He had a purpose. He had a plan. He's training with a full range of motion. He's working with a trainer, obviously. He's doing effective compound movements. He's progressively overloading the weight. He's doing high reps, doing low reps, taking sets to close to failure, pushing the intensity. He's doing all the right things to look like Wolverine. And he is Wolverine. He's always going to be known for that role. And again, this is a transformation now. This is going to be the last Wolverine film. It's 2017. So he started training 18 years ago for this role. So when he shows up on set, or when you go to see the movie in the theater, and he pops up on screen, and he's got the infamous wife beater tank top, with the veins and all that. And he's looking, he's looking lean. And for this last film, it looked like he didn't quite get up to the same size. And I mean, hell, he's 46, 47 now. I don't know if he quite got up to the same size. He looked like he was about maybe 190. But, a jacked 190, a jacked 46-year-old that weighs 190 with abs and has got shoulder veins, he's doing pretty good. He's doing pretty damn good. And his mindset, which we haven't talked about, but I think you can, maybe get an estimation of what it is. His mindset for this is freaking awesome. And so I got some quotes.
from that I have to share with you guys. Where'd they go? I just set them down. But let's see. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. So this is a great mindset. This is the anti-transformation mindset I've talked about, where you're going to take all the time that it takes to do something. You know, so Jackson, this is an interview where he's describing. So, you know, what would it take to train? Here we go. So this is a direct quote. "I don't set goals in life. In this country," referring to the United States, "people are all about goal setting. And I concede, to a point, how it can help you get along, how it can help you get going. But we limit ourselves with goals. We have far more ability than we give ourselves credit for. You see that in people under pressure. How does someone run a 100-meter race at the Olympics when it's once every 4 years with everything they've done leading to that? It can't just be adrenaline. Maybe it's the mind. Maybe it's just the mind getting out of the way." That's a lot of wisdom in that. A lot of wisdom in that. Yeah, and there's more. There's a few more. "Instead of setting goals, seek defining moments. Those are the real tests because you have to be willing to fail in a pressure situation in front of other people. That fear holds us back. And that's the toughest thing about aging. With age, you see people fail more. You see yourself fail more. How do you keep that fearlessness of a kid? You keep going." That is a consistent motherfucker right there. That is the definition of consistency. You take the mind out of the equation, you take the reticence of how long it will take, and you just do what you need to do. And you could say, someone made the comment when I was talking about this on Twitter. Now you could say that, you know, well, he had, you know, financial incentive. He was going to get paid money. You know, he could hire a trainer. He could get his food prepared. He could do that. Guys, this is fucking excuses. Everyone loves to say this shit. Everybody loves to say this. If I was an actor and I was getting paid, I'd be ripped too. If someone was giving me money, I'd show up and perform. No, you wouldn't, because you're not doing it right now in your own life. If your only incentive for doing something is that if you get enough money for it, then you'll improve yourself, you're not doing shit with yourself. You don't get something for nothing. No one gets paid $1 million just to self-improve. And the reality is that there are plenty of poor, broke, hard-scrabble guys and girls in gyms across country in their frickin' garages, training their ass off, buying their food at goddamn Walmart, eating tuna out of cans, and they look fucking better than 99% of people. Why? Why do they look better? Why are they healthy? Why are they stronger? Because they give a shit. I've worked with actors. I literally lived and worked in Hollywood. I lived in Hollywood. The gym I worked at was in Hollywood, Sunset Drive. I've worked with actors and wannabe celebrities. There are things that separate the successful from the unsuccessful. One of those things is consistency of dedication. 99% of actors don't look like Hugh Jackman. Actors even that do get in shape, they stop doing it as soon as they are done with filming because their agent demanded and they told them, "You're going to have to do this." For someone to dedicate themselves to training, to lifting, to powerlifting, to bodybuilding for 18 years, not just for a film role, but because they're that into it, because they love what it does for them, that's a rare breed of person. That's a rare breed. If there's something that you truly desire for yourself and you want to transform into, no one's going to pay you. You do it because it means something to you. And I don't know Jackman personally. I've never trained him. I've only seen him in passing when I was living in Los Angeles at a film premiere. I never shook his hand. So, you know, I'm not going to pretend that, let me tell you all about the guy. But based off of what I have seen, just based off of what I've read, he has that self-improvement mindset. He has the mindset of mastery. And that's something you can learn from. That's something that you can absolutely learn from. So that's Hugh Jackman's Hollywood transformation story, which took 18 years. A lot of life lessons in it to practice for yourself. I'll talk to you guys again. If you enjoy the podcast, as I have said, feel free to support on Patreon Alexander C., The Art of Health. You want effective Wolverine-inspired workouts? Sign up for the email list. Daily Workout Newsletter. You get training every single day done for you. So no excuses on that. You don't even have to worry about the training. Oh, I'd train too if I knew how to train. I took care of that for you. So go do it. And I'll talk to you guys again. Good night and good luck.